The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new. So step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Democrats swept last night, guys. We've got some tough truths that we're going to be talking about on the show today. I'll show you all of the election results, and then let's talk about why it all happened. I want to show you the results of every single election, including the ballot measures. There's a lot of people not really talking about them. There were actually some conservative wins, mostly in Texas. But first, let's start in New York. So Ram Mamdani won in large fashion. He got about 50% of the vote, as you can see right here. And we knew that this was gonna always be how it was going to end up because of what's happening. You'll remember on the show last week, I said that I was essentially going to give my left nut to Cuomo if he won because he stood no chance. He ran a horrible campaign. And many people right now are very, very understandably angry with Curtis Sliwa, who was an idiot. I agree that he was an idiot, by the way. Because what he did, you'll notice if you add up his numbers in Cuomo's, it still does not surpass Mamdani's. Not quite. If he had just dropped out a few months ago, if he had looked at the polling and said, I'm not even close, he was never in spitting distance. If you look at the polling, it was actually almost spot on for all of it. They had Mamdani up about 10% on Cuomo and Cuomo about 20% up on Curtis Sliwa. And Sliwa could have looked at the data on the ground and been like, you know what? I just need to do what's politically best for this city and even for myself. He could have made a deal with Cuomo to work in some sort of a capacity. That's the thing with making deals. You can still win a little bit. Right now, we won none. Nothing. Nothing. Republicans get nothing out of this. But we could have gotten something if he had just teamed up with Cuomo months ago. And then they could have actually spent time and money building a coalition and getting their turnout up. Instead, they split the vote. And Mamdani won. And it sucks for New York. Like, I've never lived there. I've actually never been there. But this is democracy, and I feel bad for New York. But again, they voted for it. They asked for it. And they're going to show the rest of the nation now what socialism does to a city. Very sad. Moving on to New Jersey now. This is where things get really disappointing. I'm not disappointed with New York. I'm disappointed, but I'm not surprised. We knew this was going to happen. In New Jersey, I'm more disappointed. I know New Jersey's a blue state. But I do feel it's been trending red, especially if you look at the presidential elections. And I really did think that Jack Chattarelli had a decent shot. I thought this was going to be close because honestly, I think he's a good candidate. Sometimes we don't run good candidates for whatever reason in these swing states. And New Jersey, I think, is trending towards a swing state. But Jack Chattarelli, honestly, was a good call and he got walloped. You can see right here, these were the election results. Mikey Sherrill, who again said that parents should not have the opportunity to opt out of LGBTQ theory in schools. So just to show you who we're talking about, this woman is a radical and she won by 13%. It was not close. Mikey Sherrill, 56%. Jack Chattarelli, 43%. Horrible. So Democrats hold New Jersey. Now we head to Virginia, which again is a mix of disappointment and what was expected. Earl Sears, I'm sorry. She was never going to win this thing. I said that as well in my show last week. She is not a good candidate, and she lost this thing by 15%. I mean, the polls didn't even show it being that bad. They showed about 10%. It ended up being worse for her, and it's because she just was not a very inspiring candidate. I am not surprised by this, but here's what I am surprised about. Jason Miaris in the attorney general seat. Just understand what Jason Miaris did, by the way. Usually, I mean, if you're going to go vote, splitting the ticket is very rare, especially in a statewide race. So what you had is a 15% discrepancy between Abigail Spanberger in the governorship in Virginia and Earl Sears, and you only had a 6% in Jason Miaris, but he still lost by 6%, which again, 11 points better than someone he was running with. Not good enough. He lost. And that's the real disappointment. Miaris is the incumbent, so that is a flip from red to blue. And again, he lost to Jay Jones, who had a horrible scandal just a month ago where he said he wanted Republicans and their children dead. That is literally what he said. And how 1.7 million people could vote for him is beyond me. And it is scary. It's really scary, to be honest, because I think it's an indictment on Americans, what we're becoming, what we're valuing in politics. I also think it's an indictment on the propaganda that we still face, because we like to talk about the mainstream media failing, how they're going down. That's certainly true if you look at the trends. But there's still millions of people, clearly, who probably did not even hear about the Jay Jones scandal. That's all I can believe. How could 1.7 million people still want to vote for someone like that? They must have just not heard about it or heard a watered-down version of it. And of course, the scarier possibility is that they did hear about it, they knew all the details, and they just didn't care, and they voted for him anyway. So those are the main elections that took place. As I said, there were some ballot initiatives as well, and there were some wins, and there were some losses in there as well. Stick with me. There's a few in Maine, Colorado, Texas, and then the big one in California. In Maine, some losses. They wanted to require photo ID for election voting, something so simple. 63% said no in Maine. Maine is a fallen state. I mean, that is horrible. Question two is a little more controversial. The question was, should we prohibit gun possession for people courts rule a threat? It's a red flag law. Those are tricky because on one hand, sure, you want to restrict people who are going to hurt themselves or someone else from getting a gun. On the other hand, is that an avenue for courts to take the rights away from citizens, right? We don't pass judgment on people until after the crime. You don't just guess that they're going to commit a crime. So that's tricky. They did vote, again, same margin, 63%, to prohibit gun possession for people courts rule a threat. If you go to Colorado, Colorado voters, this is officially from CNN, their words, Colorado voters approved a measure to increase taxes on high-income families, use the money to fund universal free breakfast. Whatever, 58% said yes. It's going to probably not make any difference in terms of rich people leaving the state. I don't think it's a massive tax increase, whatever. If you go to Texas now, these are some of the wins. And these were sprawling wins, by the way, in both of these. More than in every county in Texas, except for Austin, more than 10% of the margin went towards four on these. And the first one is amending the Texas Constitution to guarantee parental rights, meaning that it enshrines in the state's constitution the idea that a parent has a responsibility to nurture and protect their child. So now it's not teachers, which, how is this not already in the amendment or in their constitution? I don't know, but it is now. 70% said yes, 30% pretty much all from Austin. They also want to amend the Texas Constitution to require U.S. citizenship to vote. 72% said yes. Again, every single county overwhelmingly went yes for this, except for Austin. That was the only one that voted against it. So those are big wins. Basically, at this point, if you live in Maine, move to Texas. If you live in New York City, move to Texas. If you're going to vote Republican and keep those same policies. Now the big one, California, Prop 50, which was to redraw the California congressional map and essentially abolish their nonpartisan commission in favor of just allowing the legislature to do that. 63.8% voted yes. So Gavin Newsom will have the power to redraw those lines and gerrymander, which is not good news. And the great irony of this California amendment passing is it just reverses everything that they tried to change a few years ago. Fox News pointed out this irony on election night. Here is what they said.
Yes vote in particular with Prop 50 The reason voters said they voted yes on Prop 50, 82% of the case, 8 out of 10 voters say it was to counter the GOP changes, not because they saw it was the best way to draw those district lines. Now, if you go back and look at those who said no to the vote, they said their reasoning to do so is that they saw this as not the best way to draw those district lines, while only 34% said it was to stop the Democrats from adding seats in Congress. A couple other things we're taking away from what voters said there in California. We asked the voters and how they would actually like to see these lines drawn. The irony of this, Trace, is that 9 out of 10 voters, even more so, said they'd like to see this done by a nonpartisan commission, not the party in power. Well, that was preempted with the outcome of this vote.
So basically, Californians got tricked. They literally, in the polls, don't want what they voted for. That is the data that we have on the ground. They would prefer a nonpartisan commission, and yet they just voted to destroy that commission. Before we get back to the news, guys, the progressive left is a cult. I talk all about it in my book, A New Cult. I talk about some crazy culty stories, some very scary stuff going down that, frankly, big tech censors me for, and I can't talk about it on the show, but luckily it's my book, so no one can censor me. So go check it out right now. Makes a fantastic Christmas gift. The link is in the description below. It's time to talk about some harsh truths about the GOP after seeing this horrible, horrible election results from this week. You know, on the show, I like to cheerlead when we win. Winning's good, we should celebrate it. But when we lose, I am not going to stick my head in the sand, say it was election interference, or that it was Democrats just playing dirty, because we know they're going to do that. They've always done it. So stop bringing it up. You should have planned on that. That's a given. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Why did we lose last night? And the reality is this, it was a huge loss for Republicans. If you look right now, in Virginia, every single county moved blue. You can go out. I don't want to hear it from people saying, oh, but Virginia was already blue. We know that was how it was going to go. Look at this graph. If you look at the third column, shift from 2024, 12 points, 16 points, 8 points, 4, 6. This is not, 0.3 points over to Democrats, or 0.5, or 1, or even 2. This is double-digit shifts over the entirety of Virginia. If you look at Georgia, in the Atlanta metro, it's the same thing. 30-point swings in Cobb County from plus 15 Harris to Democrat 45. And it's the same thing all the way down. 20-point swing, 30-point swing, huge swings. Even Trump counties went from 24-plus Trump to 1-plus Democrat. Horrible. And if you look in Georgia, by the way, this particular seat, it's called the Georgia Public Service Commissioner, has never gone Democrat. I don't think this century. It has been decades. And they won 60% to 39%. So I don't want to hear, oh, these are blue states, because every county shifted blue. It was horrible, a huge loss for Republicans. We are lucky that it was not a midterm this year, because if it were, we would have lost everything. Democrats would have had a unified Congress. Senate would have reversed everything that Trump has done. Now, my feelings as to why we lost boils down to one thing and one thing only. The Republican Party is starting to bow down to the crazies, and we know how this goes. Yes, I am talking about Nick Fuentes. I'm talking about Tucker Carlson now, unfortunately. And I'm talking about Candace Owens. This is no different from when Democrats, on the other hand, bow down to AOC, Bernie Sanders, Destiny, Hassan Piker, the trans agenda, BLM. I could keep going on. They bow down to their crazies, and the American people see that stuff, and it turns them off big time. That's why Trump won in 2024. That's why Republicans, even though it wasn't the massive way we wanted it to be, won in 2022, when literal Nazis like Nick Fuentes start getting celebrated on the right, it makes people vote Democrat who never would have voted Democrat before. When popular right-wing commentators like Candace Owens have no morals whatsoever, they're clearly bought out. They're clearly conspiracy theorists that have no basis in the truth. The perception from independents is that the right likes her, and they flee. They run for their lives because it's terrifying. And the other reason these people are detrimental to the conservative movement is that they themselves not only heard it, but they work against it actively. They do this over and over again. You'll remember Nick Fuentes voted for Kamala Harris in 2024 actively told his whole audience not to vote for Trump. So I'm sorry, I don't want to hear the, we're going to save the Republican Party. Oh, we're going to be more MAGA. Yeah, BS, you voted for Kamala Harris. I don't want to hear it. How many videos, this is a big question for me, right? How many videos has Nick Fuentes, Candace Owens, and Tucker Carlson combined done in the last 3 months about the upcoming elections? I mean, seriously, combined, probably less than five. This show has done way more, and there are three of them. In fact, all of that genre, how many times have they talked about the upcoming elections in the last 3 months? I dare you to find a single episode. It's going to be very hard, but they do hundreds about Israel, of course. And this, and again, this is where I come to. I think that they're Israel first. I think they're Qatar first. That's all they talk about. They don't even talk about their own country. They just talk about another country all freaking day. They want to talk about other people being Israel first. All they talk about is Israel. They don't want to talk about America anymore unless they want to talk bad about it. That's what Tucker Carlson does. If he talks about America, he's talking about how our history is so muddled and we have no American exceptionalism. Tucker Carlson the other day said Trump was attached to Epstein. And honestly, you think that Tucker is going to have a positive effect then on these upcoming elections? Of course not. He's hurt them greatly. He's hurt the Republican Party. Matt Walsh tweeted this out. It was responded to by Ian Howarth. Perfectly sums it up for me. This is the battle that we're seeing right now. Matt Walsh tweeted, "While conservatives have spent the last few weeks arguing with each other, Democrats just elected an attorney general who openly fantasizes about murdering us and watching our children die in our arms. These people are the enemy. What more do you need to see? Seriously, what more do you need to see?" And this is what Ian said. He said, "Interesting how it's our fault. We lost elections because we called out Tucker Carlson for cozying up to a Nazi." It's not, by the way. "But it's apparently not Tucker Carlson's fault for cozying up to the Nazi." And it perfectly sums it up. That is the problem. One side is cozying up to the Nazis, and the other side is calling them out for it. And I swear if I have one more person in my comments saying Fuentes is not a Nazi, stop gaslighting. He has literally said himself he is. He said he's Team Hitler. He loves him. He's even said that Stalin's birthday is an important day for him because he loves Stalin. So we can add communist to that. Of course, Nazi is the National Socialist Party, so it makes perfect sense. But stop gaslighting. They're Nazis. They're self-proclaimed Nazis. And you're saying that we're the problem because we called them out for it. I call BS on that. I'm going to go crazy. I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say that is the fault of the Nazi sympathizers more than the people calling them out for it. That's what I think. I think independents look at the Nazis and they like them less than the people calling them out for it. I wasn't expecting every election to go Republicans' way. I'm not naive like that. I was hopeful at the very least that Jason Miaris was going to win because he was the incumbent and because of what Jones had said. But when every county in Georgia, Virginia shifts blue, sometimes by 20 or 30 points, which is so bad, we cannot keep doing more of this and expect a different result. We cannot look at this and just think, "Oh, it was just an isolated incident. That's 2025. Let's look forward to 2026. No, let's look at how we got here and not do this again. If we don't, just wait. If we want to do this again, just wait. Expect a Democrat House with a gain of 40 seats in 2026 and a Democrat Senate with 55 Democrats to 45 Republicans. From time to time on the show, guys, big tech does try to censor me, and that's why I've created my new Substack. Substack never censors me. I'm able to talk about things on the show that I wasn't able to get to. Go check it out right now, completely free to you. It comes in your inbox once a week. Again, I talk about something that I did not talk about on the show. Go check it out. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching today's episode, everybody. Please like the video so other great patriots like yourselves will see it. And if you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, please give the podcast a rating so people will find it there. And you can tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.